Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers in the second half of the show, I'd like to welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on Facebook Live TV on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. I'd like to start the show today by telling everyone that about the full moon that was in its actual fullness, I guess, on July 9th, a couple of days ago. And with full moons, we are still very much under the influence of this very powerful full moon. Now, for many people, this full moon in particular is shaking up our lives in a very big way as it's preparing and it's cleansing us for huge, huge transformations that are happening. And so we can easily and smoothly go into those big transformations, which will happen after the total solar eclipse on August 21st. Now, with most full moons, this one has us feeling very emotional. And it has a very powerful out with the old and in with the new. It's actually changing us on a cellular level, and it's finally getting helping us to release anything, any triggers, any reactions, any judgments, anything of negativity that we still have not brought into divine alignment. You know, every full moon gives us an opportunity to cleanse and to help to bring in the new, because it renews, it helps us to renew ourselves. Yet this one in particular is really, really deep rooted. And there are some things which all full moons bring in. They come in with irritability. They come in with anxiety. Some people are experiencing restlessness, sleep issues, and one that I experienced, overwhelming fatigue. But there are certain things that will help us combat these very, very powerful energies. One of them is making time for quiet reflection. Some people love to listen to beautiful, soothing music just with their eyes closed. Certainly, walking in Mother Nature helps us to calm ourselves and calm our energies. Some people are taking salt baths, and other people are surrounding themselves with crystals, or you can do all of the above. But in any event, this full moon is helping us to be more confident. It's helping us to be stronger, and it's helping us to renew ourselves. And at the end of the day, like all things, this full moon will pass, but the posse of angels are reminding us to keep ourselves positive, keep our focus on our gratitude and appreciation, and certainly on our blessings. And they are saying that this too shall pass. Now, they wish to unveil the theme for this new month of July. And you know what? You would be correct in saying that the new theme of the month, with it being July, and this the second week, should have been presented in the first week. But the Posse of Angels, with the show being on July 4th, they kind of hijacked the show, and they wanted to talk about the subject of freedom, entitling the show, You Are Free. It was a wonderful, wonderful channel. If you did miss last week's program, you can go to the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page of Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and all of the shows are archived there, so you can have a listen to that replay. So without further ado, the theme for this month has all to do with our relationship with the angels, and it starts with today's topic, which is called How to Connect to Your Angels. You know, everyone, it's interesting that the Posse of Angels suggested that even though I've spoken about connecting to angels in the past, they have said it's a great time for people to push the refresh button and refresh their knowledge on this subject, as the veil between the physical and the non-physical is getting thinner and thinner every minute of the day. Now, the reason for this happening is that so many people are waking up and they're shifting their experience to a more awakened, enlightened state of consciousness. And because like attracts like energies, I wasn't surprised when a client said to me, "Would you be able to give me some advice on how I can be more spiritual and connect better with the angels?" Well, firstly, the Posse of Angels finds this question of how one can be more spiritual, they find it very amusing, as we already are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we don't have to do anything to be more spiritual, as much as allow ourselves to just be and accept that we are already divine, eternal beings and spiritual. Now, I asked this client how often she chooses to connect with the angels and under what circumstances she does this. She said now that she was thinking about it, she said it's not very often that she makes time to focus on her angelic connection. She usually calls upon the angels only when she's upset, when she's sad and angry, and particularly when life is not working out to her agenda, and particularly when she wants something. I asked this client to think about her relationship with the angels in the same way as any other relationship that we might have with a very close, dear friend. She said she was lucky because she had several very close, dear friends. I then said, imagine that you only called these friends when you were upset, when you were angry and sad, and only when you were pleading and begging and crying for something, or perhaps you called to whine and complain to them about your life. How strong and long-lasting do you think that these friendships would be if you only called to complain and whine about life not working out and also whining about what you don't have in your life? And then she thought about it for a moment and she said, well, to be quite honest, none of my girlfriends would be happy with that kind of relationship. And I guess if I did that, they would stop having contact with me. Well, listeners and viewers, establishing a wonderful connection to the angels is no different to the focus that we would put on nurturing close, dear friendships. And while the angels are bound by duty to God to help us, I can tell you that though they are very much more inclined to establish a connection with someone who is not always harassing them for things and complaining about life. Firstly, I advise my clients to initially set up a regular time of day that they wish to establish contact with the angels by showing up every single day. At the same time, you show the angels that they are a priority in your life, that they are very important. Putting your focus on how important this connection is will only strengthen the energetic alignment between you. And while some people say the time of day doesn't really matter when you connect with the angels, I've experienced and I've read that the evening hours, particularly after dusk, are some of the most optimal times for connection. Perhaps this is because the workday is over and a lot of the busyness of life slows down and we're not as distracted. So once you've established a time, it's important to determine where you will connect with them. And while there are some that prefer to connect with angels outdoors, as their connection is enhanced by the absolutely beautiful, beautiful energies of Mother Nature, when somebody is starting off, I always like to advise them or suggest to dedicate a room or a portion of a room in their home by making a sacred altar. As this dedicated sacred altar or dedicated area is only used for angel connection, the energies will be pure and only for this purpose. Knowing that this area was only dedicated for angelic connection, I would make sure that I cleanse the energies in the area before establishing connection. Now, one of the ways that you can do this is by cleaning up the room. Not dark, but lower dimensional energies like to hide in clutter. So it's a good idea to clean out the room, certainly from a feng shui point of view, to make it have more flow, to make sure it is a place of light and that it has a free flow of those energies. Some people like to use sage or incense to clear the energies and make sure that it's calm and you're not being distracted by technology. Turn the phones off and certainly turn the computer off. I'd make sure that I did not bring my worries and my stresses from my life with me to the altar. So to help me to surrender my worries, I placed what's called a worry box outside the room that my altar was in. And before I came in, by surrendering my concerns and worries, by writing them down on a piece of paper and placing them in the worry box, this helped me to not bring my stresses and my emphasis on lack or anything that was going to stop my connection and to distract me. So this way I could enter clearly and be open to receive the connection. I was able to put my emphasis just on gratitude and appreciation, love, forgiveness, non-judgment, and peace. Now, the altar that one creates can be a table in the corner of a room. You know, it doesn't have to be a whole room. It can be the top of a dresser drawer, perhaps a wide window ledge or a bay window. On altars that I've created in the past, I have lovingly draped them with scarves of different colors that I resonated with. and the color that I wanted to work with most. You know, if I needed a calming energy, a light blue scarf would be wonderful to put over the altar. To bring in the cheery, bright, uplifting energies, perhaps a yellow scarf. The green color is very healing and soothing, perhaps if there were physical or emotional illnesses. And then the one that I always ended up picking was pink because of its attachment to unconditional love. And while each person's altar is different, there are certain things that one can do to help encourage angels and make the atmosphere one of peace, welcoming, and inviting for them to come in. Now, one thing I've always had on either my altar or in my office are beautiful crystals. Crystals are living things, and they emit a high-frequency energy. And while picking out which crystals to put on your altar is a very personal preference, you know, there are certain stones that I've found that lend themselves particularly well with angelic connection. There is the soft, delicate pink of rose quartz, which has the characteristic of bringing in unconditional love. There's the deep indigo blue and gold of lapis lazuli, and the purple of amethyst, which lifts us up and opens our psychic awareness to connect to the higher realms. And now another great one to have on one's altar is clear quartz, as it lifts and it amplifies whatever intention we bring with us to the altar. So it will exponentially create higher and multiply our wishes and desires of connecting to the angels. I particularly like the soft sky blue color of a crystal called celestite. Now, just like the name suggests, it lifts us up. Its energies lift us. Its light blue color lifts us to the celestial heavens. And I absolutely cannot get enough of this. I do have several wonderful pieces of celestite. And my office just buzzes with beautiful energies, angelic energies. So once we have our crystals in place, another thing to add to our altar is candles. Candles are wonderful for providing that glow in the room and for making it more of an inviting atmosphere for the angels to come in. You know, candles are very helpful, especially after a long day, you know, of family and chores and work. You know, it helps us when we light a candle to focus our attention. You know, when I established my first altar with the express purpose of connecting to the angels, I lit a candle every time I sat down. In addition to the visual warmth that the candle brought, and it seemed to lift the energies. Now, I lit a scented candle, and that's another thing that you can add to your altar is essences. Either scented candles, or you can burn essential oils. And the scents of patchouli and ylang ylang and bergamot and patchouli, ylang ylang, bergamot. These will all bring in and the essence and the beautiful smells in the room. And it was just to create that atmosphere for that higher dimensional connection. One of the things which I love spraying in my office is a room, which is a rose scent. And the rose scent is just loved by my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Now, once you've created this sacred spot and used it for the express purpose, it will start to build up energies. And every time you go to the altar, you will automatically feel these accumulated energies and be enveloped by their loving frequencies. When you are establishing your angel connection, you may experience certain physical things that happen in the room. Now, one of the first things that I noticed when I started my daily connection to the angels was that as soon as I lit that candle, I closed my eyes, I felt a temperature drop in the room. The temperature dramatically dropped. There was no air conditioning, and there were no fans. The windows were not open. And when there is angelic connection around, since they are higher vibrational beings, the temperature drops to accommodate for their higher frequencies. Another thing that I noticed with my eyes closed is that I felt like a cool breeze across my skin. On other occasions, I noticed when I was just sitting there open to receive their angelic messages, I noticed that a pencil just moved across the flat surface of my desk, and the chimes, again, with no fans or no air conditioning, they went off. I was particularly excited when I lit my candle as I sat down to connect with the angels, and suddenly the candle would zigzag back and forth and grow very, very stretched and tall, and they wanted to get my attention and to make sure that they knew that I knew that they were there with me. And because I established such a solid, strong foundation of a relationship with the posse of angels, my angelic family, at my altar, I then found that this loving presence could be replicated anytime, anywhere. But initially, it was very important to establish this at my altar. Now, while this practice will put those external things in place to make us more mindful of raising our energies to be in direct alignment with the angelic realm, it's vastly important that we focus our intention on raising our energetic frequencies by bringing into alignment any negative energies within ourselves that we are unconsciously or consciously holding on to. The first important thing to take note of to raise our frequencies is that we can only connect with the angels in the present moment, as the past and the future simply do not exist. Yet many people choose to put their emphasis on things like anger and sadness and bitterness and regret and resentment and judgment and not forgiving. And they keep themselves imprisoned in the past as they choose to keep replaying a feeling that certainly doesn't make them happy and does not create joy. The only reason one would choose to keep rehashing these feelings that make us feel just downright awful is that we are trying to justify why we are right in feeling this way and why another person is wrong. With this emphasis on this right and wrong, one seeks to blame others or perhaps find fault and to justify that they are, again, justified in being a victim of someone else's behavior. Now, to stop this reactive cycle, it is so important to take responsibility and accountability for every part of our lives and the contribution that we've made. You know, every person, place, and thing that's occurred in our lives is not there by happen chance. It is there because we scripted it. We wrote those people that pushed our buttons and those events that perhaps didn't turn out the way that we wanted to, we scripted them into our lives in order for us to learn lessons and to help us grow spiritually. And even though it's very difficult to fathom that you even chose people who were in deep contrast to irritate us, these people challenged us to grow. Now, the reason for this is that we learn our best lessons in contrast, and it is through challenge that we really take note of our lessons. Now, so the first one to raise our frequency is to let go of blame and being a victim and taking accountability. Secondly, I mentioned our ability to connect with the angels has to do with allowing our vibrations to rise. And the second one, one of the major things that hampers people's energies from being of the light, is they're weighed down by not forgiving others. When we take full responsibility, we realize that those people that we chose not to forgive would not be in our lives if we had not contracted them to be part of our reality. So it's very important to say, please forgive me. Not I forgive you, but please forgive me. And this lifts the burden and more negative energies off of our soul. The third one is non-judgment. Not to judge anybody. We certainly wouldn't allow anybody to or want anybody to judge us. So allow others to walk their spiritual journey, and what another person does doesn't have anything to do with us. It has all to do with their paradigms, their perceptions, and their attitudes. The fourth is by keeping your focus on your blessings and your gratitude and appreciation. This will make your energies soar to the heavens to be able to connect with the angels. And certainly that last one, number five, is unconditionally love yourself and certainly others. And this will help your energies go through the roof. And it's so important to be loving and just at peace where you are. This free feeling of living without conditions and judgments, only embracing love and forgiveness, allows us to fully embrace to our divine eternal natures. And then it's very natural to be connected with God's divine messengers, because if we feel divine, we will connect to these divine beings, because like attracts like. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House Radio. After this short break, we'll come back and we'll take some of those calls for free angel reading. See you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio, with myself and my amazing, wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, give them a mention too. We can be found every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go to the phones right now. If you want to call in for a free reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our caller, Stephanie. Stephanie from New York, you are on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the Posse of Angels. How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I was okay. If you could hear me.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. Are you under the influence of this full moon that we are experiencing?
Definitely. And I'm glad that you talked about that because I was so emotional and so tired, and I was getting kind of nervous about it, and it was confusing. So it makes me feel better knowing it will pass and sort of understanding what's going on.
Yeah,
especially the fatigue. I was really concerned something was wrong. So.
Well, it didn't matter. It didn't matter how much sleep we were getting. It's like our cells are tired, and the energies that we will be experiencing from the solstice, which was last week or the week before, the summer solstice, and the full solar eclipse on August 21st, this time period, it's like it's taking our cells and putting them through the spin cycle as anything. It's like, you know, putting in the OMO, putting in the detergent, and it's helping us to release anything and everything that is not in direct alignment with a higher consciousness of love, of peace, of acceptance, and in order for huge, huge shifts and very, very large transformations to come in for us. You know, we've been wishing and praying and hoping and pleading and crying for things to change for us on a very, very big way, and there is no way that these things can come in if we are not in direct alignment with them. So it's a little bit of a riding the waves, and some people surf better than others, but it's certainly a time of just surrendering and letting go anything. I mean, you know, all those feelings that people have for their exes, all of those feelings that of perhaps negativity with relatives that, you know, don't contact us anymore or choose to be, you know, in an opposite vibration. Anything that we see on the television that perhaps we are not in alignment with. The very best thing to do with any of these things is just to love it, to send blessings to it, and to detach from it, and allow it its own journey to come into divine alignment. And a lot of people are experiencing people coming back from their past, even, Stephanie, you know, so that they can be not confronted, so that they can see these people, so that they can start afresh and start anew with forgiveness and love. So it's a very powerful time.
That's so funny. Yeah, I also saw a movie on Saturday, sometime recently, and there was a song in the movie that that unleashed a whole flow of emotions about someone that I hadn't thought about or seen in over 20 years, and that actually I was angry with for a while, but then for some reason now in retrospect, I just felt so much gratitude and love and appreciation for this person and a lot of nostalgia, and then like a desire to connect again and I guess to clean up whatever that mess was. So it's funny that you mentioned that.
Because
that was kind of a surprise, you know?
Yeah. And it is a surprise because, so on one level, you know, when you look at like 20 years ago, we're not the same people that we were 6 months ago. I mean, you know, with the world, and our consciousness shifting so rapidly, you know, some of us look back a year, 2 years, 5 years, let alone 10 or 20 years, and we say, did I really act that way? Or did I really react that way? It's hard for us to fathom, you know, the things that we might have done or said or, you know, or thought, you know. But now with these people coming back, we as fourth, fifth dimensional beings with a very heightened sense of consciousness, we see things very differently. Our perception has changed. Our eyes are now open to see the other person as divine. They're divine underneath mm-hmm. their choices and their decisions, and we allow them to walk their spiritual journey, just like, you know, we would like allow others to allow us to walk our journey as well and not judge us. So so it's going to be very interesting in the next coming month to see perhaps who comes back into our lives again.
Yeah, that's true. That would be interesting. And I've been feeling, and I was wondering this morning, you know, because I'm 43 now, and I was like, why am I thinking about something and someone, you know, from 23 years ago or so? And then I was like, is this a midlife crisis? It's like, you know, this past, you know, and this desire to be young again, and, you know, and I don't know, part of me wanted to almost go back to that time and just appreciate it more, you know, if that makes any sense, but just sort of re-experience it, but with what I know now, or, you know.
Exactly. But, you know, those things that we experience, I've had those, you know, sort of imaginings, you know, why didn't I just honor myself back then? Why did I allow myself to be used or abused? Why did I not communicate what I wanted? Why didn't I stand up for myself? Because we were all different people. We were coming from a very third-dimensional, hurt, controlled, fearful energy within us. And it took a long time, especially for those people of consciousness, the first way showers, if you want to call us, light workers, if you want to use that term, or those just awakened. It took us a long time, once we woke up, to then start clearing and cleansing all that. And so we are very, very different people now than we were back then. So, and we'll just go on to create the heaven on earth that we wish to create for ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like to just forget about the past and not.
Well,
do that.
You know, you don't really.
Been better if I just did
that. No. I was going to say, what? You don't really forget the past. You don't really forget the past, because the past is, while there is no past or future, things that came before, because we're not who we are today in spite of that. We are the way we are because of those lessons that we learned in contrast. We knew to speak up because we didn't speak up. We knew to honor and respect ourselves because we didn't value ourselves, you know, we didn't set boundaries and limits. And fortunately and unfortunately, the posse of angels are agreeing with me that one of the best ways that we ever learn is through contrast. You know, you can tell a kid not to run on the concrete because they're going to fall over and skin their knees. And when they do fall over and skin their knees, they're less likely to run on the concrete. You know, we learn our best lessons through contrast.
That's true. I could see that.
So do you have a particular?
I was writing down what you were saying before, and I missed number two about connecting. You had the five things that you said. Do you remember what the second one was? The first one was letting go of blame and take accountability.
Okay. The five most important thing to raise our frequencies inside.
Yeah, I forgot what the second one was.
Oh, the second one is to forgive. If we really take responsibility and accountability for our lives, if we truly understand that we're spiritual beings and we've contracted this life, we've contracted this outline filled with all of these amazing souls, you know, even my abusive ex was an amazing divine soul that came back to play this abusive role. If we really understand all of this, then we don't get triggered, we're not reactive, and then we forgive. We don't blame anybody, but we don't say, I forgive you. Because I forgive you still apportions not taking accountability and blame if we say, please forgive me. We take accountability and responsibility for our contribution in whatever happened, and then we start to release the burden of unforgiveness off of our soul. It's amazing when you really do practice saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. No matter what it is, these energies not only truly open up our heart to receive, they make space within us to accept, but they also will indirectly affect that other person, because we're all one on an energetic level, and then it will affect the whole world.
Beautiful. Yeah, like the butterfly effect.
Yes.
Okay.
It's somebody could say, I forgive you, which when you really, I mean, they're just words, but words are really powerful. You know, I forgive
yeah.
you is a different energy than please forgive me, which please forgive me is a very soft energy to me.
Yeah.
It's we opening ourselves to make ourselves vulnerable. And a lot of people, they want to protect themselves and they don't want to make themselves vulnerable. But it's through love and forgiveness that the world will change. Each of us is that spiritual being having a human experience. And we are all here to walk our own path as we see divinely fit. And the more that we allow for that acceptance and tolerance and forgiveness, then absolutely, we open ourselves to be more of a cohesive unit rather than judging each other.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because I had such a strong sense of gratitude for this person, which was a shift. I was wondering about that. Like, is that something that's just changing
or
something is coming
Stephanie,
up?
Could you repeat that? I got every second word.
Oh, sorry. So I was thinking about, like, this person, can you hear me better now? Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Hello? Oh, and I had such a change of emotion towards this person, you know, all these years later, and I was wondering, you know, is that something that person went through and they changed their energy or they're thinking about me and sending love, or is it just something coming up to be cleared within me?
I understand what you're saying. Each and every one of us, whether we're conscious of it or not, is under the influence of the shift in consciousness on the planet. So maybe they're not conscious of it, but their energies have shifted tremendously, I would say, in the last 20 years. Maybe not to the same extent that somebody who is awakened or enlightened on a conscious level would their energies would have shifted. But I would say that in 20 years, the average being on the planet, they would have had their energy shifted to some degree in the last 20 years. So I'm going to go to the cards now, Stephanie. It's been wonderful chatting with
okay.
you, and see what comes
yeah,
out
exactly.
for a general read. Okay. It's
okay.
a very,
oh,
very powerful
to
time,
say.
Too, between yes. the solstice and the solar eclipse.
I took your advice last week, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yes, almost as soon as we hung up, and I had a really okay. powerful experience. It was really incredible, so I also wanted to thank you for that. I felt a huge sort of shift and opening, and my mouth just
started
singing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad it helped you.
It was really, Yeah, so I meant to thank you.
Okay, the first card that comes out for you, Stephanie, is the World card. And once again, I'm using the Victorian Fairy Tarot deck for those that are watching on Facebook Live TV. There are the little fairies, and they're dancing. They're dancing because it's the completion. It's the completion of ourselves being triggered and reacting to things, opening up our hearts, seeing things for exactly the way they are, and celebrating the long path that we've walked to get to this stage where we let go of those illusions, we let go of those things that do not serve us anymore, and we bring everything into divine alignment. And those little fairies are dancing, and they are celebrating because of the new that's coming in. This is going to be a tremendous solar eclipse, August 21st.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry. We have some gremlins in the system. We had a bit of a glitch there, and we are back now. And I was doing a reading for Stephanie, but with it only being about 5 minutes to go before the end of the show, what I will do is I will take this reading and I will make it for everyone, as most of the readings, people can glean so much information from them. So what I was saying before the connection dropped out is that the first card is the connection to the world. The world card in this deck shows the fairies dancing and celebrating as the first part of the mission of so many of us was connecting to our divine eternal natures. Because how can we expect to have a new age on the planet, the new golden age of love and acceptance and peace and unity and harmony when we don't have this inside of ourselves? So from a cellular makeup, we are changing to fifth dimensional beings, and we are shifting that energy. And it's the completion and celebrating what we have all gone through. And with every completion, there's a new beginning. So between now and August 21st, when there's that solar eclipse, tremendous, tremendous new things are coming in for those who have brought everything into divine alignment. The next card that is coming out for us is the Empress card. Now, the Empress card is telling us that it is a time of creativity. It's a time not to stop ourselves, not to stop ourselves from passionately and enthusiastically and excitedly bringing forth our passions and to ground them into physical reality. You know, for all those, write the book, create the YouTube, create the newsletter, create the blog, do whatever it is that sparks your imagination and makes you come alive. And this is the card of being fertile, if you want, not just in a physical sense, but in fertile in our creativity. And it's there. The Posse of Angels are also saying that all of our creative efforts that we have attended to previously, and when God and the angels asked us to take inspired action and to step up and to write the books or, you know, do the YouTubes or share our gifts and talents with the world, these are going to be recognized and noticed as we are going more towards the end of the summer. So that's an exciting thing. And the next one is, I mentioned this before in the first part of the show, is that people from the past, this is the Six of Cups, by the way, and Six of Cups is that card. It's a card of children, but it's also a card of sentimental memories. And our caller, Stephanie, was just saying that she was thinking about this person that she knew 20 years ago, and she was now thinking about them in a different way, in a more peaceful, perhaps, and forgiving way, and non-judgmental way. So be prepared for people from your past to come back and to present themselves again, which are going to give us an opportunity to then perhaps make peace, perhaps see them in a whole different light, in a loving, in a kind, in a gentle, in a compassionate life, and not one of blame and not one of us being a victim. Now, this is a very important thing, which is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups also could be a person from your past where you had some career or job or work endeavor or business idea or something that didn't quite go off the ground or get off the ground, and now it's returning again with this person coming back again into your life in order for you to be recognized and for them to promote and support you. So very interesting energies there. I will pull one more card from our mystical deck here and see what's the overall, that we can all glean some information over the next month. While I'm shuffling, the Posse of Angels are saying, be kind to yourself. Please, surrender and let go. You know, so many of us are reassessing our lives as we are thinking, you know, what I've been doing doesn't feel comfortable anymore. There's nothing wrong with it, but it feels like it's outdated in some way. And so we are at a crossroads right now, and we're thinking, but if I don't do this, what else am I going to do? And the Posse of Angels are saying, please do not try to figure this out, because you can't. You have to open yourself up to let go and surrender for the optimum timing and for the best conditions of how your higher self and God and the angels wish for you to serve. And just keep opening yourself and saying, I am being renewed in order to be of best service, and do those things during this very, very powerful time. Take walks in nature, listen to soothing music, salt baths, surround yourself with crystals, and just quiet time of reflection, allowing yourself to be your glorious self. One more card to finish off today's show. And we couldn't end on a more beautiful card. This card is dreams. And at the bottom it says, believe in your dreams, because your dreams will take you to places that you can't possibly ever imagine from a logical or a rational sense where they're going to take you. So hang on to your dreams. Keep them in your heart and keep affirming and saying thank you as if they have already happened. Because quite frankly, every time we pray, the angels and God, they're on it immediately. And it doesn't happen in our time. And it certainly, a lot of time, doesn't happen in the way we expect it to happen and that we're attached to. But it will happen. And so keep that that vision in your heart, and just believe in that and have faith. That just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to Thank you to Stephanie for calling in. Thank you to my listeners. Thank you to my viewers on Facebook Live TV. Please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, to check out my wonderful channeled books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and certainly my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely heavenly and beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.